Sir?
Give me 2 minutes.
Wow.
Hang on a second. I called the number, it rang like 30 times, and then somebody picked up. And it sounded like he goes, you know, who is this? And I said, I'm returning a call. He's like, what is this in reference to? So the guy that called my office this morning said, this is Simon. So I said, someone by the name of Simon placed a call this morning.
Yeah.
And I go, what's this about? He's like, who are you? I go, that's not important. What do you need? You there?
Yeah.
So I said, that's not important who I am. I said, what can I do to help you out? I said, what do you need?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, listen, man. He's like, Tuco or whatever the fuck his name is. He's like, someone did a really big favor for you and was there for you. And we know, and I'm Tuco's brother. And I was with him in Broward. So I don't know if this guy's from Broward or whatever. He's like, I was with him down in Broward. And he hasn't been taken care of. His family hasn't been taken care of. And he's like, it's fucking bullshit. He's like, and he, you know, as he's, I'm letting him talk. As he's talking, I'm hearing a little bit of a New York accent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as he's trying to, you know, when he picked up the phone, he didn't sound like a tough guy when he picked up the phone. But it was like, as he was talking to me, like the tough guy routine sounded like it was coming out. So he's like, listen, he's like, I know you guys took care of and you're taking care of Katie and Tuto and you're taking care of their family. Now he needs to be taken care of. And I was with him in Broward and he's done a big favor for you. And I go, sir, I don't know. He goes, I know you've been giving money to Katie and Tuto and taking care of their family. I go, no money's been given. I said, I don't even know who these people are. And I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, who are you? I'm like, listen, it's not important. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. No one's paying anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, listen, man, this shit's not fucking going away. You better fucking do the right thing. He's like, it's not going away.
Oh, so he started saying bad words?
What's that?
So they started saying bad words?
He may have said a bad word. He may have cursed. But he goes, listen, he left it with me. He goes, listen, this he may have been like this shit or whatever it is. This shit's not going away. And you need to help Tuto's family, whatever his name is, family out the way you're helping out Katie and Tuto. And I go, nobody... I don't know who you're talking about, and I don't know what I can do for you. I said, it's not going away. And he says, do the right thing. You got to help him out. Which, when
he
I heard...
He should have been like, who are you, number one?
He told me he's his brother. Obviously, he's not going to give me his real name. And I was being really polite to him. Like, I've got...
Yeah.
Hold on one second. You got... Okay, give me 2 minutes, and I'll be right there. I was being really polite.
Okay, he said he's a brother from Broward?
No, he says I know him from Broward. Or I saw him down in Broward.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if, like, this guy they're talking about was incarcerated in Broward or held in Broward or whatever. The guy, A, referenced Broward.
Mm-hmm.
B, referenced Katie and Tuto.
So they're
family.
Saying my name again. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so your name and some other guy's name, I don't even fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about Tuto, which I don't even fucking know who that is. So that's two people I don't know of. And he's talking about your family, saying your family's being helped out, which I don't fucking know. I mean, other than the hours I give you to go up in the office on the weekend, take care of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's, I don't help you out. You fucking earn the money on the weekend when you go up.
And this is the 305 number you called? The 305?
Yep. And he left it where
And it rang a long time?
I want to say it was like on the 7th or 8th ring that it picked up. And he left
That's
it.
A
where,
long time. Because
no, I was almost
phone
like...
Phone calls.
I was almost like... and he was asking me, like, who is this? He goes, listen, I gave that paper to a lady. He goes, who are you? I go, don't worry about it. I go, I'm trying to find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this person is on the assumption that I'm helping.
They said they're a friend in Broward, or they said they're a brother from Broward.
He said he was this guy who's evidently told my mom he's incarcerated, his brother. And he's saying that he has not been paid and his family has not been taken care of. And this is not going away. And like, I mean, I don't just give charity out. Like, you come in my office.
Yeah, like, you can't be, like, freaking people threatening you and mentioning names. And, you know what
and
I mean?
He sounded, honestly, he didn't sound Latin, and he sounded like he had there's a little bit of a New York accent to his toughness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but, like, well-spoken. Yeah.
Didn't threaten me at all. Did not threaten me at all. He just let me know this is not going away. And mm-hmm. He's like, you need to take care of him. You need to do the right thing. He was there for you. And I'm like,
right,
I go, I don't know. He goes, I don't know who this person is. I said, let me call you back later. That's how I left it with him. I said, sir, I don't know who this guy is you're even talking about, but mm-hmm. let me give you a call back later. Okay. He's like, okay, do the right thing. Do the right thing. You know, sounds like a fucking cop that's fishing, that's or an investigator, or someone's playing games. But I don't. He's coming up with a lot of fucking details, and I'd love to know these details because I don't know two of the people's names they're talking about, and you may be in the wrong case, and then I feel even more like a dumbass.
Exactly. Just one, a little quick recap, just because I don't want, like, you know, like how did like the conversation start.
It rang, and he goes, who is it? He goes, hello? I go, hi. He goes, who is this? And I go, I'm returning a phone call. And he goes, what is this in reference to? So I
That's
said...
That's the exact words?
Yep. He goes, what is this in reference to?
Reference to? Wow, this is very some educated words.
Yeah. No, he was well-spoken when my mom met him. He says, what is this in reference to? So mm-hmm. I said, I'm returning a message that Simon had left this morning.
That was the name, Simon?
That was the name when he called up my office, mm-hmm. spoke to Erica, and said, listen, I gave a piece of paper to Mrs. Adelson last week with a number on it. Tell her to call mm-hmm. it, and this is Simon.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I said, okay. I said, I'm returning a message from Simon. So then he mm-hmm. knew that it was in reference to this fucking nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, what I told you. I said, you know, I go, he goes, well, I know that your family, the family has been giving money.
Yeah.
He kept referencing that, like, we're giving all this money to a fucking family, like, and referencing, there's two names, there's Tuto and Tuco or whatever, that supposedly I'm giving money to you and some other dude and your family. I don't know these people. Never met them. So it's
and
real
he's
interesting.
He's a brother. Is he brothers with this person that he's saying that's incarcerated?
He's saying he's his brother who's incarcerated.
But and he's saying he's from Broward.
He said he referenced something with that was with him in Broward.
I was with him in Broward.
So I don't know. Okay. Is this guy incarcerated in Broward County? Is he from Broward? I don't know who these people are. But I don't like the referencing
definitely.
And your family, and so who I don't know who this dude is that you're with, or if they're just making up names, or if we should just go to the FBI and say, you know what, let's play phone tap.
Exactly.
So I don't, you know what I'm saying, though?
Been like, well, you're doing a lot of threats, number one. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, he never said he was in a hurry, and he was, you know, I just wanted him to keep talking.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I wanted
to get a feeling of who the person is.
Yeah, because he wasn't like, you know, he was wanting to know who I was, and I was like, it's not important. And but when he left it with Joe, he goes, listen, he goes, you gave him money, he has not been paid, his family hasn't been paid, it's fucking wrong, and it was like, it's wrong, and he goes, this ain't going away. He's like, do the right thing, take care of him, he helps you out. I'm like, I don't know, I go, I don't know. I don't know him. I go, my
Did
family.
Did he pull his teeth out or what? Like, what the fuck
I think,
does that mean?
Listen, it could be a lot.
Could be a patient? It's like you run across so many people every day.
Listen, in 2 seconds, you read something in the newspaper, or you Google the last name, and in 3 minutes, the homeless man today has the technology to know where you live, where you work.
Right, because now they're calling me in, and I was in the meeting, I popped out. Okay. Let me find out who the fuck is referencing all of this.
Well,
I will call that number.
They're picking it up. If whether you want to call it or if you know a friend that can be convincing to tell someone to like stop the shit.
3057-1255-70, correct?
65. Yeah, 3057-1255-70.
Okay.
They need to know that it's fucking stupid what they're doing. I'm not paying anything because I think you pay so you admit to guilt.
Yeah, no. What the hell are you talking about?
The only thing I want to do is collect my reward from the FBI if I know.
Of course, no. I want these people to go to jail for like a freaking, like, threatening.
Dude, you know what kind of vacation I could get with that money?
Exactly.
I need a fucking vacation.
Let me go in.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Call me later.
All right, thanks. Bye.